I suppose you've noticed, and I've been trying to point out, how many readings during this time of Lent are about care, or about care for the poor. Certainly, we have two today. The first one is, the man, cursed the man who trusts in human beings. The text says in flesh, who seeks his strength in flesh. He's crazy. I mean, doesn't he know what he's made for? Doesn't he know that only God can give him that? Eternal life? Isn't that what he's made for? And so, whose heart turns away from the Lord, he's like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of seasons. When I used to live over there, and we'd go, we went on trips into the desert, and I can remember looking at those little acacia trees and those other trees that are like desperately clinging to the earth to get a little bit of water so they can keep living. And so that's what he's talking about. But it is amazing, isn't it, that here we are almost finished the second week of Lent, and 90% of the readings have to do with care for the poor. Have you noticed that? It's amazing. And so our Lord tells this parable about a rich man and poor old Lazarus, and the same thing. And then Abraham replied, he sees Lazarus, the guy was at his door, hoping to get something to eat. The servants come out, drop a little food there for him. And now he's up with Abraham and the rich guy who had a comfortable life. You know, he's down in this pit. And he cried out, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime. Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented." Now, was it enough for Lazarus to be without the necessities of life and to be sick? Was that enough to go straight to heaven? No. He had to have turned his heart over to God and trusted God. And God welcomed him. Huh? Saint Therese used to say, you know, when I die and I go to heaven, God the Father is going to get off his throne and come and embrace me and say, "Now it's my turn." Isn't that beautiful? Well, that's a promise every one of us if we try to obey the Lord. But I'm struck in a very particular way this year. I don't know whether it's sort of like the hidden influence of Pope Francis, who has such a heart for the poor, but so many of these readings are about care for the poor. You see that, right? So I think we have to take it seriously. Go home and pray. What can I do this Lent now to care for the poor? And there are lots of them. There are the mentally poor. They're always on my mind, especially in the winter. Huh? They're a little bit not right in their mind, maybe. They have no place to go in this winter. They sleep on the sidewalk. Somebody gives them a buck, they get something to eat. And that's Christ. That's Christ. So what I suggest, my goodness, I mean, like, we've heard so many of these readings, we got to do something, right? I would suggest that everybody today find a way to give to the poor. Somehow or other. You know, some of us are richer than others, but help somehow. And I mean that. I would really, it doesn't have to be a lot, it doesn't have to be very dramatic, but somehow care for someone who needs help. And get them to pray for you. When I lived in India, well, I lived there. I was there quite a while. The poverty there is unbelievable. And so I used to carry some coins in my pocket so I could give something. I wasn't going to change the economic structure of India, but at least I could honor the dignity of this poor person. You see how small it is. But, I mean, the readings are the same every year, right? But this year I have been so struck, the first 2 weeks about living a life of virtue come down to taking care of the poor. Now we'll start to expand and start to have texts that help us understand the effect of our Lord's death on the whole world and on us. And finally, also the intimacy between himself and his Father and his commitment to what he sees coming ahead of him. But the first part of Lent is care for the poor. Help the poor somehow. And this one, all Lazarus did was be rich, and all, the other fella, the rich man, and all Lazarus did was be poor and evidently didn't curse God because of it. And look where they wind up. It's as though poverty of some type almost works like a sacrament. It just puts you in union with Christ and brings you closer to God.